Imagine being at your church on Sunday and you look up and a musical superstar gets up and sings a solo and nobody knew it was going to happen. That happened at a church in Nashville. Next thing you know, the people at the church look up and like, that lady looks like Carrie Underwood. Oh my gosh, it is Carrie Underwood.
And what?
She sang a song, a surprise. Nobody knew she was going to do it.
What a beautiful name it is.
Oh, I love this song.
Yep. Christ, my King. What a beautiful name.
Love this song.
I don't know it.
Really sing it all the time.
What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
You guys probably have that quite a bit at your church, right, Jason? That's way more of like a contemporary.
Yeah. And the funny thing is about that, so Carrie Underwood was just attending church. Did people know she was going to that church? Is that her church she goes to all the time? Was it set up or she go on stage? I have so many questions.
They said it was a surprise performance. I think it's a church she goes to, but it was they didn't know she was going to perform. But I don't know how, like, she travels all the time. Who knows how often she's there?
I mean, that would be great to have a superstar at your church. I mean, I already do. I mean, to
you,
me.
You're there.
Jonathan is my superstar.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. You are so,
more than Taylor Swift, but more than Carrie Underwood. I wouldn't mind seeing Pastor Jonathan singing over Carrie.
You're more nervous seeing your pastor than you are to meet Carrie Underwood.
Very odd. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very odd.
We went to your church and he did a great sermon.
Very, very odd.
Talk, speech, and about David and all the stuff. And I'm like, we're all David, aren't we? We all could have good and bad. But like, I'm making like biblical jokes to him, and Jason's just standing there like in the corner looking like a weirdo.
I tried to speak, and I was like, and I'm like, everybody else is speaking at my church, crying out loud, and everybody else is like, hey, that was good, and blah, 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 and I'm like, who is it?
You got a church that Summit,
why am I coming here?
Two locations.
They're like, huh?
I brought a canned good.
They're like, huh?
I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's kind of like when I was younger, before Carol.
Yeah.
If a girl was smoking hot.
Yeah.
To you,
right.
You were super nervous to go up to her. But if a girl, like, you weren't into, look-wise, no problem, in joke with them.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
But as soon as they're hot or attractive to you, not that I'm saying this is going down the wrong road.
I know Pastor Johnson's hot. Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, tell me something I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, we saw him.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I get it.
There's girls that, I swear to you, in high school, they weren't that good looking. And I'm like, joke around. Then you see them when you're in college to revisit and they're smoking hot. I was, again, I can't speak.
No, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, and because I know you get shocked, Jason, and I do too, and everyone else, but there's been people I've either dated or been on dates with that if I met them when I was like 22, I'd probably have thrown up when they walked up.
Exactly.
Like, hey, how are you? Because I can't believe, I mean, then you start dating them and you get used to it, but it's not normal.
Yeah, it's
hard, but still, yeah, I totally get what you're saying, though.
I don't understand why it's like that at all. And it's like, I think a lot of people get nervous when they meet big celebrities.
Yes.
And I mean, I think it's like Taylor Swift is a big celebrity. And I'm just like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then a local pastor, and I'm agnostic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're my Taylor Swift. I mean, it's bizarre.
And because you're newer, you're learning, you can't really shoot the you know what about a lot of the gospel stuff because you don't know a lot of it. You don't want to get into the weeds.
I am in the weeds.
He's like, yeah, it was David, right? And you don't want to get
I have faces for it. I don't remember. I'm lucky I even remember
David
what Jesus Christ's name
right.
was.
With the pastor, you can't default to that.
No, you know what I was thinking about? You know how you were talking about Matt paid to walk with the golfers at the Wyndham.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was very excited. He got to meet the golfers, all that other stuff, had an experience with the golfers, or Taylor Swift backstage. We had the experience of drinking the Coke she supplied and all the candy and all the experience with that. I'd be willing to pay for a day out with Jonathan.
Really?
Wow.
In nature.
nature.
He likes nature. I don't know much about
him. He really does something to you.
Yeah, dude.
He fishes, or Yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not country guys.
Right. You could say he's a fisher of men, but we won't get into that. You don't get that reference.
No,
yet.
You wouldn't.
I like fishing. I really do like fishing, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So no. I'm a little bit hesitant to ever, even if he said one day, hey, you want to come fishing with me? First of all, I had a panic attack immediately. Yeah. But second of all, I would be really worried that he's going to have to show me this, and he's going to have to show me this.
Warm your hook.
And then how much are we supposed to talk about God? Do we have to talk about God? Do I mention talking about God, or I just refuse until he says something?
Yeah.
That's how I think with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You would have to ask a lot of things that would sound sexual, and it would make you feel really awkward in those moments. Like, can you hold my rod?
Yeah.
It's very odd.
My worm's too wiggly. Yeah.
I prefer you hold my worm.
I just went into Matt.
That's a big mouth.
I just went into Matt.
Yes.
I said, Matt, are we having Friday Morning Live August 28th? And he said, yes, we're still having it. And I said, who's coming in? I said, the Folk Festival. I was tempted for the last 2 months to see if I invited him and his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be nervous.
You should bring him in just for that.
It would be, you would never sound the same.
No.
No, like, I would be
you would
on
sound
the air.
So different that entire show.
Yes,
the whole time.
I'd be like, Jared, I don't think that was godly that you said that.
Yeah, and all of our topics on purpose would be like about swinging and sex and
oh yeah,
yeah, and how women are ovens. You're like, no.
Talk about Jason Speedo again.
Yeah, Jason's like in 1 Corinthians. Yeah, we read, and we're like, what?
No, I mean, I don't think he would be religious. I mean,
he's a person.
Yeah, it's odd to me because in my entire view of religion. Coming from, again, my mom was Catholic, my dad was Jewish, you're born agnostic.
Yep.
I always think when as soon as you say somebody's religious or a pastor, that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
I know.
Like for you, I think in your mind, you think, well, I'm from a Mormon Jesus Christ saints, that you're thinking all about religion 24/7.
That's what people, I think with me. I mean, I think when I first started working here, that I got that a lot. And then I'll say even when I go on dates, people, they're like talking about that a lot. I'm like, I'm just a normal person. Like I go to church, but that's
say
not
normal. But you know.
Well, no, I'm not normal at all. No. But I'm saying I'm above average in so many ways. No, I'm not. But I'm saying people do assume that. I think also because on air you used to say you're religious. I'm like, you talk about my religion more than I do. But yeah,
because it was always confusing to me. And I said, I mean, if we did the nature thing, because he likes nature, I would stop at Chick-fil-A on the way.
Better not do it on Sunday.
That's right. It would have to be a Saturday.
Goodness, yeah. He'll be very busy on Sunday.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. But if I stop at Chick-fil-A, that's kind of an olive branch.
There you go.
For sure.
I think Lord's chicken. You should do it on a Monday because he's already got his sermon done.
Yeah, but then I have to take the day off.
No, you won't. We just do it after work.
You mean to tell me that that's not worth a vacation day for me?
Some PTO.
I am talking about going out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, fishing.
So, okay.
It would take time.
Well, make sure his sermon's done by Saturday so he doesn't mess up his sermon.
It is. It's done by Thursday.
There you go.
Lord. The fact you know that is a little scary.
And he's going to be at Oak Ridge this week.
I know his schedule.
Yep.
I know his study habits.
Yes, I do.
I know what he's doing right now because I installed a camera in his house.
That would not shock me.
I would not at all. Put one on his lapel.
At some point, he's going to be like, okay, right. Maybe it's not a good idea if you come here because you're starting to freak everybody out.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I'll be at this one location when he knows he's going to be at the other location.
He'll be like, I changed churches to the Jesus Christ of Mortar Day.
And then Jason shows up to my church. I'm like, I knew I'd get you eventually.
I would be there every Sunday.
Yeah. He's definitely a good teacher for sure.